From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Days before returning home from Asia, U.S. President Donald Trump was back on the defensive over Russian election meddling. Tom Turco reports Mr. Trump considers Vladimir Putin's denials sincere, dismissing former U.S. intelligence officials as hacks and accusing Democrats of trying to sabotage relations between the two countries.
Speaking to reporters aboard Air Force One, Trump said Russian President Vladimir Putin had again vehemently insisted that Moscow had not interfered in the 2016 U.S. elections. Trump declined to say whether he believed Putin, but he did say that he does believe that Putin means it. Multiple U.S. intelligence agencies have concluded that Moscow meddled in the 2016 election to try to help Trump win. Tom Turco, VOA News.
Trade ministers of the 11 remaining countries in the Trans-Pacific Partnership reached a deal early Saturday to salvage the agreement without the participation of the United States. Steve Herman explains what it may mean for some U.S. businesses.
This is going to be, according to analysts, a setback for some sectors of the U.S. economy. Of course, it won't affect the overall United States economy, but for those who were hoping to expand their markets overseas, such as in the agriculture sector, dairy, beef, and pork, they will not have this access to the Japanese market that they had anticipated. The beneficiaries of that, we're being told, will be Australia, Canada, and New Zealand.
That's VOA White House correspondent Steve Herman, who is traveling with President Trump in Asia. This is VOA News.